feeling is via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, anger, frustration, and sadness over the decision not to charge Kentucky police officers for Breonna Taylor's death has poured into America's streets. Activists, celebrities, and everyday Americans have been calling for charges since Taylor was shot multiple times by white officers who entered her home during a narcotics investigation in March. Taylor is black. While the officers had a no-knock warrant, State Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the investigation shows they announced themselves before entering. One officer was charged with wanton endangerment. Meanwhile, police in the state of Oregon's largest city, Portland, declared a crowd in front of the city's police headquarters a riot late Wednesday as the demonstrators assembled to protest the grand jury's decision. Police warned the group to leave over a loudspeaker before using crowd control measures such as smoke and munitions to clear the area. According to videos from witnesses posted on social media, the demonstrations in Portland joined similar ones around the country. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has assumed his sixth term in office at an inauguration ceremony that officials did not announce in advance. State news agency Beltra reported that the swearing-in ceremony took place in the capital of Minsk with several hundred government officials, lawmakers, and media representatives present. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the official results of the August 9th election that resulted in Lukashenko's reelection. Lukashenko said it was the day of our victory, convincing and fateful. Lithuania's foreign minister, meanwhile, called the inauguration a farce, and a prominent opposition activist compared the ceremony to a, quote, gathering of thieves and refused to recognize Lukashenko as the president of the country. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voa.com.